Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Warning. Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, it's wonderful to see you. How are you? How are you hanging in there today? This week?
I'm forever.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm currently under attack by a dog right now. She's wanting to take my shoes off my feet and want attention. So being a little, being attacked.
Yeah, it's you've changed the seating arrangement a little bit. So I wonder if it's she has more access now. She's like, I'm going to mess with you while you're doing the recording. But, you know, for those who don't know, Ellie, the cats, they always make for very interesting recording sessions. Lots of cuts and lots of mute buttons. So, but I'm glad that you're doing well. Glad that we are back and doing the dang thing. How's everything been going? How you doing? How's school? You hanging in there?
I'm making it, I think. School's very stressful. I'm getting down to the end. I say down to the end. I still have like 12 weeks to go, but who's counting? But it's, you know, starting to prepare for boards and just kind of wrap up everything and make sure that I can pass this test when I finish in December. And so just a lot on my plate coming up late here in the next few months and, you know, trying to maintain a household on my own, you know, do all the things, all the adulting things that one does minus children.
No, 100%. And I know that you work super, super hard. And, you know, I know myself and all the listeners were definitely pulling for you for school and the boards test. I know it's a lot of work. So, again, I know you always have a lot going on, but I really appreciate you being here and rocking it out with me. And, you know, I just miss talking to you. So I'm glad we get to spend a little time. So
how are you? Talk about me. How are you?
I'm good. We finally got Millie's room done. So today was the day that I got everything out of my office. So I came in here. I gave it a good deep cleaning. She loves her room, which is awesome. And it's nice to be, you know, in a office space that I can actually walk through. This room looked very much like an episode of Hoarders because it was just all of her stuff just thrown in here. And I walked in, it was like waist deep.
There's a lot of things in there. She's got a lot of toys, that girl. Lots of dolls, lots of, what are those, squishmallows?
Oh my gosh, so many squishmallows. Yeah, it's insane. And like you've been here, like my
office. The room you're in is small. I don't know how many
lived
in there.
It's a prison cell. it's a straight up prison cell. But, you know, it fits two desks in here and that's literally about it. So it's nice to kind of be back where I can stretch my arms and enjoy the space a little bit. And now that it's clean, I hung up some string lights myself in here. I was like, nice. I'm going to give it a little vamp. So
that's my third thing. Nice.
So we were going through a list before we recorded. Olivia was kind of running through. She was like, I have three things I have to do. And she couldn't remember the third one. So
I got to
where are you putting your string lights?
Well, I had out on the back porch. I bought new hooks because they were kind of falling apart. A couple storms kind of blow them around. And just my regular, I like little lights instead of, you know, just the big bright lights with the fans.
Yeah.
That's the third thing is to hang the lights.
I am a huge fan. I finally moved to, they're kind of like Edison bulb looking ones. I think they were here when you were here. We have them out in the back porch.
Yeah, that's basically what they are. Yeah. Except for these plug-in, the ones I had before were solar, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah. The ones I got for Millie, because they sell a bunch of them that are like, you put three AA batteries in. I was like, I'm not doing that. So I got her the USB ones. Because I was like, I'm not changing the batteries every, you know, 3 weeks when she forgets to turn them off or anything right. like that. So
she's not old enough to prove she can use batteries.
No. And then also on that front, I was like, oh, she needs batteries because we got her a little mushroom lamp that has little string lights inside that lights up. And I was like, oh, she needs three AA batteries. So I ran to up to Dollar General at the corner and got her a few. I came back. I looked in a drawer and I was like, oh, I have 150. of that same battery in my drawer. I just didn't think to check. So
I do that too.
I need to look before I go, you know, buy something or else I'll have 37 of the same thing. So, but this week is your week. You're bringing us a case. I always love when I get to hear what you were bringing. So what do you say? Should we quit the Gabby Gabby, get to the Stabby Stabby, jump into this week's case? What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Tonight, we're headed to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for a love story gone wrong. This week, we'll discuss the case of Dr. Autumn Klein and Dr. Robert Ferrante. Autumn Marie Klein was a woman who seemed destined for greatness. She was raised in Townsend, Maryland, and grew up in a close-knit family. She was known for her intelligence, creativity, and generosity. In high school, she excelled in both science and the arts. She loved science, but also spent time working behind the scenes in theater. Her academic drive led her to Amherst College, where she double majored in neuroscience and women's studies. She was laying the groundwork for an extraordinary medical career to come. Afterwards, she pursued medicine at Boston University, eventually specializing in neurology with a focus on women's health. And I'm going to stop for a second, but I have a soft spot for her. She majored in neurology.
Is that the same thing that you're going for?
No, but that's my specialty. Okay. Neurosurgery, neurocritical care, neurology.
So I'm sure as you were going through the research, there was a part of you that was just like, oh.
She's one of me. She's a doctor, but you know.
My kind of people.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's that always makes the stories, I think, more interesting when you find something, you know, with the people involved where you're like, oh man, like I totally get that aspect. I could be working
alongside this person.
Yeah, could be somebody I saw every day.
Mm-hmm. It was during her graduate training that Autumn met Dr. Robert Ferrante, a neuroscientist more than 2 decades older than her. Ferrante was already well established in his field, researching ALS and Huntington's disease. He had a reputation for brilliance, intensity, and obsessive dedication to his work. Autumn worked with him during her studies, and their professional connection slowly developed into something personal. Despite the age gap, the two married and later welcomed a daughter. By the early 2010s, Autumn had become chief of women's neurology at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. She was admired by her colleagues and adored by patients for her compassion and expertise. From the outside, the couple seemed like a power duo in the medical world. But beneath the surface, there were tensions. Autumn wanted another child, and friends later said that she often felt pressured in her marriage. On April 17th, 2013, Autumn returned home from a long day at the hospital. Not long after, she suddenly collapsed in her kitchen. Robert called 911, reporting that his wife had lost consciousness. She was rushed to the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, where she worked and treated patients herself. Her condition deteriorated rapidly. She suffered organ failure, slipped into a coma, and just 3 days later, at only 41 years old, she was dead. Her death stunned everyone who knew her. Autumn was young, healthy, and had no known risk factors for such a sudden collapse. But later answers would come from a toxicology report. Her blood contained a lethal concentration of cyanide. Now, cyanide poisoning is rare, fast-acting, and deadly. And investigators immediately began to question how she could have ingested it and who had access. Now, the evidence soon pointed back to her husband. Records revealed that just days before Autumn's collapse, Robert Ferrante had ordered potassium cyanide for his lab. While he claimed it was for ALS research, and I'm assuming everyone knows what ALS is, acute Lou Gehrig's.
Yeah, that's the one where your muscles like shut down. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you lose your ability to like move, to talk, to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like crazy deterioration of the muscle tissue, right? Just kind of things just sort of shut down on you.
Yeah. No reason for anyone to like order potassium cyanide for, as far as research goes.
Yeah. I don't see how that would be related in the slightest.
Well, prosecutors argued that there was no pressing scientific need for that. And they also learned that Autumn had been drinking creatine supplements at Robert's suggestion to improve fertility. So in the research, there was a story that was talking about how he told her to drink creatine every day and that would help her fertility, which there's probably not any data to support that. There is new studies coming out that shows like it's better for like women's health and aging brains and things like that. But this isn't that kind of podcast.
Yeah. And it's also very suspicious that you're like, hey, no, just start, you know, drinking this creatine. Strange powdered substance. Now, I will say I was looking up and there is an article on the National Institute of Health saying that creatine supports fertility by providing cellular energy crucial for sperm and egg health and the implantation process in the uterus, which, you know, anytime I get to say the word uterus on this podcast, I'm always down. Now, you take creatine, though, right?
I do. I take it to help build muscles.
Yeah, you're just trying to get swole, jacked. Right? Jacked as shit. So, well, I promise nobody's putting anything in it, you know?
I hope not. They're little gummies, so hopefully. Oh. Hopefully no one's poisoning my gummies. I have 3 a day.
Oh, I have special gummies I take, too.
Now, the prosecution's theory was chilling. Ferrante had slipped cyanide into one of these drinks that night that she had collapsed, and the toxicology results confirmed their suspicion, showing the cyanide in her system at levels consistent with deliberate poisoning. But to them, motive mattered too. Prosecutors highlighted that the tension between Autumn's desire for another child and Robert's reluctance, and the growing imbalance between Autumn's thriving clinical career as a neurologist and his own demanding lab work doing ALS research. They depicted a man who had saw his control slipping away and decided to eliminate his wife in the most methodical way possible, poisoning. And in July 2013, Robert Ferrante was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. His trial the following year captivated the city. The prosecution laid out their case, the suspicious cyanide order, the supplement drink, the toxicology, and the marital tensions, like I mentioned before. But the defense countered by attacking the reliability of the test and insisted the evidence was circumstantial. They argued that Ferrante's order for cyanide was legitimate and that there was no direct proof that he had poisoned his wife. The defense felt that the entire case was built on theory rather than fact. Now, despite the defense's efforts, the jury deliberated and found Ferrante guilty of first-degree murder. In November of 2014, he was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Even after conviction, Ferrante continued to fight. His attorneys launched numerous appeals, challenging the validity of the cyanide testing, questioning whether the jury should have been selected from outside of their home county, and even claiming ineffective assistance of counsel. But over the years, courts have repeatedly upheld the conviction, and Ferrante remains in prison. His legal battle's unresolved, but his fate has been unchanged. The story of Autumn Klein is one of deep tragedy. She was a gifted doctor, dedicated mother, and an advocate for women's health. Her death not only devastated her family and patients, but also shocked the medical world. So that's this week's case, John. What you thinking?
Man, these cases always kind of bum me out. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, obviously, there was something not right in Robert Ferrante's head because, you know, if your wife wants a second child and you don't, like, there's ways to have that conversation. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that it has to be the end of a marriage. It doesn't, you know, if your wife is making more money than you, you know what I mean? Or in a higher position, like at the end of the day, you're a team, you know what I'm saying? So, to do something as crazy as like, I'm going to poison you with cyanide. And then to argue like, no, it wasn't me. Like you ordered cyanide shortly after your wife was murdered by cyanide poisoning. If you did not do that, it would be the largest coincidence. Yeah, like the odds of somebody else doing this would have to be astronomical, you know? And like, it's not even something I don't think you could even argue would happen accidentally, you know? Like, why do you got cyanide in the house? You know what I mean?
Like, right. If you ordered it for lab, it should be at your lab.
Right. Not in her protein drink.
Right.
You know? And then again, to be like, I don't want a second kid, but drink these protein shakes because they're supposed to help with fertility. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I'm going to steal the Olivia line here, but like, just get divorced.
Just get divorced.
Don't kill each other. You know what I mean? Like, and I also think like what a little man, you know, it's like, I love my wife. I want my wife to succeed. When Kara succeeds, we succeed as a unit. You know what I mean? Like, if she's making more money than I am, or I'm making more money than she is, it doesn't really matter. It's all going to the same place.
Yeah, it all goes to the same bank account. It all gets spent on the same mortgage.
Right. But to have that kind of like, well, she's in a better place than me. And like, because of that, you know, I'm going to kill her is, I don't know. I want to know more about this dude. I feel like there's got to be some stuff in his past that is just like, you're a little off. You know what I mean?
Like he was a sneaky.
A sneaky little snake, you know what I mean? But now he is in prison and...
For life.
Yeah, you know, and rightfully so. I don't know. These ones always bum me out because, again, you know, it's when you marry somebody that's supposed to be your partner, that's supposed to be the person you can rely on, you know, through thick and thin. And then just to think that there are people out there like that are just like, yeah, I know we said till death do us part and... Death's here, you know what I mean, is really, really scary.
Yeah, I can't say that doing this podcast has really made me real interested to go out in that dating world. I have a hard time feeling like I can trust people that I don't know.
Well, I will say this, like one thing I try to remember, you know, because I've noticed the same thing, especially when I'm out in public with Millie, or I'm like, you stay where I can see you. You know what I mean? Like there are certain things. If we're out somewhere, it's funny. I will do that. We went on vacation to Florida and we went with, Kara's cousin and her Millie's cousin. And when the kids were, you know, playing together, I told them, I was like, when I yell, are you ready, kids? You yell back, aye, aye, captain. So it didn't matter where we were. If I lost sight of them for a second, I would just go, are you ready, kids? And they would go, aye, aye, captain. And I'd be like, okay, they're over there. You know what I mean? But it's
especially at the splash pad. It's hard to keep up with kids there. I felt like I can't watch what's happening. Yeah. There's too many kids moving around.
It's definitely one of those skills I think I've like developed where I'm like, okay, where is she? I can spot her a little bit quicker than I think maybe I would have been able to a couple of years ago. But it's the fact that we go out and we search for these cases. We're like, let's find all the terrible stuff that's out in the world so we can just sit down for a little bit and talk about it. And I have to remind myself, like, you're looking for this.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'd like to imagine most people, you know, you can get out in that dating world and you shouldn't have to worry that anybody's going to, you know, try to poison you with cyanide.
I mean, stranger things have happened. The world is interesting these days.
Well, if we're breaking down deadbolt tests, I mean, again, for me, these ones are always going to be a little bit higher just because of the fact that it is like someone you choose to be your partner, you know? So I like, for me, I'd probably put this at like I'll say Kara doesn't have a lab that I know of. So I'd probably put this at like a 7, but you know, it's one of those things where it's just like, man, you know, like I chose to do this life with you. And you know, if there was any idea at all that you could potentially kill me, like you're not the person I would have signed up to have on my team. You know what I mean? So I don't know, I'll put this at a 7, but what about you? Where are you going to put it?
That's what I was thinking, a 7. You know, I can just see myself in this situation where it's, you're working in a hospital, people do research all the time. I've done nothing but academia. Like I could just feel like this could be any one person, you know, that I work with. And I don't know. It's just scary. And like I say all the time, and I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. If you don't like your spouse, just walk away.
Well, and I think you hit on a really good point there too, because, you know, especially knowing you, I know that, that this holds some weight, but, you know, when you're in the kind of field that you're in, whether it's, you know, nursing or you're a doctor, you know, especially at a big hospital like that, like so much of your life is work.
Yes, I'm a walking definition of that.
Yeah. And if you're going to partner with somebody, like you have to partner with someone who understands like what comes along with that. You know what I mean? And so I can imagine, you know, if a doctor marries another doctor, it's like, cool, you get it. You know what I mean? And there probably isn't that fear of like, well, I'm ahead of my career and, you're not, it's like we both live in the same world and understand what comes with that, you know? And so, again, I think that's one of the things that kind of surprises me even more about this, because it's like, other than not wanting to have a second child, like there isn't really anything here that I'm like, oh, well, yeah, this is a, like a super strong motive. You know what I mean? It just sounds like he was a shitty dude and wanted out and didn't know how to do it, you know, and like that, it's just terrible. Well, that is where we fall on the deadbolt test for this week's case. Olivia and I are both coming in at double sevens. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the death of Dr. Autumn Klein fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram, Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter, Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. It is the best place on the internet. We would love to have you as part of our little community. So come hang out with us. If you're interested in joining, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. And speaking of our community and the wonderful people that are in it, we want to hear from you. We love Spotify comments. We love Apple Podcast reviews. They really help out the show. So Olivia, if somebody wants to leave us a 5-star Apple Podcast review, what is the best way to do that?
They need to go to the Apple Podcast app, go to our show's homepage, scroll down where you see all 5 stars, click all 5 of them, and leave us a little comment and tell us what you think.
That's right. Olivia always says it best, so I don't have to. That's Apple Podcasts. Click those stars, leave that review. If you need a link to do so, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to now. And again, they just help us out. They get us another show's recommendations and help new listeners find us. So if you have the time to do it, we would greatly appreciate it. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks, get signed up today. Got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks if you want to support the show. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening and sharing this show in any way with the people who are important to you, friends, family, means just as much, if not more. So if you do listen and you're encouraging others to do the same, just know that we appreciate you so much. Again, it's all about that grassroots growth. And when you tell people about the podcast, that's exactly what it does. Helps us bring new members into our community. So again, if you're telling anybody to listen, just know that we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.